Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Q104. Unless it feels like it's one of those mornings that the coffee's just not going to be enough.
I can already tell. Only a couple sips in, and I can feel it.
It's that you're going to need more coffee after you drink this, or...
Yeah, and I don't have any, so we're just going to kind of have to power through.
What do you mean you don't have any? You don't have any more?
I have my cup. It's a pretty big cup, I will say. It's about 16 to 20 ounces. But once this is done, it's done for the day.
That is your homemade iced coffee that you have there.
Yeah. Yeah, I bring in a great big cup of homemade iced coffee every morning. And we're going to hope that this does something. But I have a feeling it's not going to work as well as I want it to.
I have my giant Stanley cup full of hot coffee, which I have not touched yet this morning.
Have you always drank hot coffee, or did it grow on you?
No, always. Well, since I was in college.
Okay. Because, I feel like... I'm just not there yet. I can't drink hot coffee. It's just not appealing to me. And I always felt like that was something that came with age, because all of the adults in my life have always drank coffee 24/7. But I can't get down with it.
It might never happen for you. I don't know. I mean, never say never. You're continuing to grow.
This is true.
You may discover it someday, but no, I discovered it in college.
And I see you over there with your juice. Is it a juice day?
Well, that's why I haven't had any coffee yet, is because I'm still drinking a juice. I'm not really doing juice days anymore, so I'm drinking this pressed juice.
It looks good.
My wife is buying from Costco.
They're actually a lot smaller than I thought.
And there were a couple of days within the past couple of weeks where I did actual juice days where I would only drink juice. But
I'll give Bill credit. He wasn't cranky at all. I didn't even notice.
not any more crankier than usual. but now I'm kind of just grabbing one and replacing meals here and there.
Okay.
Because last week I didn't lose any weight. I was at right around 223, and I was doing a couple of days of only drinking juice.
Hadn't you lost 10 pounds?
Yeah, I got down to about 213.
Yeah.
But last week, I was still at 213, and I did I think I did two juice days last week. So I'm I think my body has figured it out. My body's hey, you're not going to fool me anymore. I know that food is coming eventually, so I'm not going to burn any fat.
Well, also, you've been down in the gym, and muscle weighs more than fat, so.
That's possible. But I'm still trying to finish this morning's juice, and then I'll turn to the coffee. And then we will get this show rolling this morning. We've got good vibes. We have the Maroon 5 montage, which is back today. Your chance to win Maroon 5 tickets a little bit after 7 this morning. Am I the Bleep Hole? Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's all right here. The Q Morning Show. 7 Grammy nominations for Lady Gaga. It's Q104. The other day, Alyssa and I were talking about Kim Kardashian and how she attempted to take the bar exam and she failed. We think it's the only time that she's taken the bar exam.
We're pretty sure.
And she didn't pass it. And we defended her. We said lots of nice things about Kim Kardashian.
Well, yeah. I mean, the bar exam, it's not an easy exam.
But Kim, I guess, was not happy that she did not pass. And she's mad at a group of people for lying to her. And that would be a group of psychics that told her that she was going to pass the exam.
All of the psychics that we have met with and that we're obsessed with are all full of they all collectively, maybe 4 of them, have told me I was going to pass the bar. So they're all full pathological liars. Don't believe anything they say.
Okay.
Wait, she sounds like actually pissed. Like, she sounds angry. If she would have talked to our psychic medium friend that we talked to on our podcast the last episode, maybe she would have gotten a better answer.
Maybe. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Last year, Benson Boone, your best new artist at the Grammys in 2024. This year, no Grammy nominations for Benson Boone.
I know, big snub.
Huge snub, don't you think? With so many hit songs that he had, his album was on the charts pretty much all year.
Yeah.
And Benson says, I can't believe Moonbeam Ice Cream didn't get a Grammy nomination. It's literally pure lyrical genius.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. He's growing on me. Growing on me a little bit.
This is not the Moonbeam Ice Cream song, but this is Benson Boone. Good vibes are next. The Q Morning Show. Teresa is here from Seven Hills. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
Teresa's calling in for a good vibe. What do you have this morning, Teresa?
Okay, so my guy best friend, Cody, he just called me, and he's coming to town for the holidays, but he just said that he's been dating this girl for the last year, and he's bringing her home, and he's going to propose to her, and he asked me to help, and I'm just so excited.
Oh, my gosh!
Do you have to pick the location? Do you have to come up with some sort of a plan?
Yeah, do you know what the plan is yet?
I think we're going to work through that, but he asked for my help because he had no idea, and apparently he thinks I do. But I'm just so excited that he's finally going to start the family that he's always wanted.
Aww.
So what is the window here? When's he going to be in town? What are the dates?
It's going to be like in between Thanksgiving and Christmas, somewhere like that. Like, because I guess he couldn't get off work, whatever. But they'll be here like in between November and December, somewhere in there.
What about downtown when they have all the lights?
That's what I was thinking.
Public
Square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, always so pretty over there.
Something like that.
Ooh, yeah, that would be really nice.
Maybe the zoo?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they do like the Christmas lights at the zoo, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that would be really sweet.
Yeah.
These are helpful.
Maybe in front of the Christmas Story house.
No, I don't like that as much.
Why not?
It's a major award.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just instead of a ring, just pop out a leg lamp.
I vote for a Christmas Story house.
That's a great proposal.
Yeah, you don't have to make him feel better. Do Public Square. The pictures will be better, I promise.
I'm just so excited. I'll show you guys the pictures. I'll send you an email.
Yes, please. DM us.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks.
Q104, Am I the Bleep Hole? Danielle in Parma joining us. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning.
Who in your world thinks you're a bleep hole?
My husband will, if he ever finds out what I did.
Ooh. Do we have some secrets a-brewing?
Yes. Honestly, yes.
What happened?
Well, you know, let's just say that one of his favorite Browns sweatshirts has mysteriously gone missing.
Hmm.
Is it mysterious, or do you know exactly what happened to it?
I know exactly what happened, and it's my fault.
Okay. Explain, please.
I mean, listen, first of all, in my defense, I didn't know how attached he was, that it was like his little blankie, but he's been looking for the sweatshirt, and I I thought it was time for it to go. So, you know, yeah, I was doing some cleaning out and I was in our bedroom and I had three piles, a pile to keep, a pile for Goodwill, and a pile for trash. And I remember seeing the sweatshirt and I'm like, obviously this goes in the trash because it is like 21 years old. It is as old as our oldest son.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, it's like a rag at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is better for everyone. And I put it in the trash pile.
Oh.
It's time to move on. But my husband keeps asking me about it. I'm like, I don't know, honey. I don't know where it is. And he says that it's like his lucky, I don't know.
But if you would have asked him to get rid of it on his own, he wouldn't have done it.
Oh, no, definitely not.
So you took matters into your own hands.
I did. You know, yes, I did.
Where did this sweatshirt come from? Like, is he attached to it because, like, someone got it for him or, like, what?
I mean, here's the thing. This sweatshirt, I bought him when we first started dating, so it is kind of like...
Oh, well, but if you bought it, I think you can throw it away then.
Thank you. Thank you, right? We're all adults.
You both have it all wrong. It has sentimental value for him because you're the one who bought it. You bought it for him. He loves it. You say we're all adults here, but you're making clothing decisions for him and you threw his favorite sweatshirt away. Yes, you are the bleep hole.
I couldn't look at it any longer. I mean, it's literally just falling apart. You know how clothes dry rot? It's got holes in it. I'm just like, what? It's gross. I couldn't look at it anymore. And I think it's for his best interest.
It is not your decision to make. 216-474-0104. Am I the bleep hole? Is Danielle the bleep hole for throwing away her husband's favorite sweatshirt?
It looked like a rag.
Doesn't matter. 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
7:30 banger this morning. Toni Braxton, The Q Morning Show. We are in the middle of Am I the Bleep Hole? Talking to Danielle, who was doing some, what, fall cleaning the other day? And
pre-holiday cleaning.
Had some piles of clothes. One of them was going to go, you know, was going to be put away. The other one was going to Goodwill. The third pile was going to be thrown away. And one of the items up for bid was a sweatshirt that her husband owns. It's a brown sweatshirt.
Said it's about 21 years old.
And she says it's raggedy, and I guess that she just got sick of seeing it, and she decided to throw it away.
Well, now her husband's tearing the house apart.
Is she a bleephole? Plus, she lied to him about it. Is she a bleephole for this? Is it Helena in Wycliffe? Helena, good morning.
Good morning.
Bleephole or no bleephole?
No, she 100% is a bleephole, unfortunately.
Why do you say 100%?
Okay, so when I was younger, I used to have this Angelica doll, and it went with me with every like foster home family that I lived in until I finally got adopted, and I lived in like 9. And so my adoptive family decided to throw it away because they said it was old, it was dingy, it had holes in it, and I was mortified. I'm like, oh my goodness, like no. And I cried about it, and then my dad bought me one like 5 years later, like when I turned a teenager, and he thought like replicating it would like be better, like I'm just gonna get you a new one, but like it didn't replace the first one, so it had no sentimental value to me because it wasn't the original one. Okay. So she can't even replace it. Like, she's wrong. That was for his decision to make, not hers. And you can't replace 21 years. So unfortunately, she is the bleep hole.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first thought. Is Christmas is coming up, she could replace it, but you can't replace the sentimental value of it.
Cheryl in Parma, do you agree with Helena?
Yes.
Cheryl?
Yes.
You do agree. So Danielle's a bleep hole for throwing the sweatshirt away.
Yes, I agree about the sentimental value. My husband keeps me in check the same way, and he has thrown away things that I got from my mother's house when she died in 2019 that have just as much sentimental value. But here's why I feel like she's the bleep hole, because she lied to him.
Yeah.
Because it was her job to talk to him and make him understand, hey, you know what, we keep each other in check. This really isn't needed. I get that it has sentimental value, but you got to get rid of it, hon. That's what she should have done. So that's why she's the bleep hole.
Cheryl,
not that she keeps him in check.
Cheryl, I would also like you to sit down your husband, maybe play him this podcast later today. I don't like that he's throwing away your stuff.
No.
Let me tell you, if you think China didn't hear when he did that, you probably heard it and didn't know what that loud yelling was.
Oh, he still probably hears about it to this day, too.
Pam in Strongsville, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you're saying that he's not the bleep hole. You're saying that Danielle is not the bleep hole here.
No, she's not the bleep hole. I mean, I get that there's some sentimental value, but when it's old and raggedy, at some point you have to get rid of it. I mean, it's like maybe she could have turned it into like a blanket with some other old things.
Okay, but it's not her decision to make. It's his sweatshirt. If he wants to turn it into a blanket, then that's what he should do.
But it's her husband. I mean, she has some responsibility to make sure that, like, he looks okay, right?
Oh, that is such a double standard.
I've thrown away my husband's socks.
Okay, you know what? My husband had a pair of white shorts. They had holes in the butt, and he refused to give them up. And they were his favorite pair of shorts, and he refused to give them up. And albeit somebody else had them disappear, they weren't me, but they did me a favor.
Oh, they weren't you? So you say.
I don't know. It feels like a double standard, though. I don't think that you can. Like, if I threw something away of Paula's,
she'd be mad.
She'd be mad.
I think it might have been nice to, like, make it into a pillow, like a memento.
Anything further? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. Jason in Lorraine is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play?
I'm going to give it a shot.
I have 5 questions for you. If you answer more of these questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number 1. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Oh, my Lord, I'm not good with those kids' games. I don't have a guess on this.
Question two, a traditional Reuben sandwich is corned beef and sauerkraut on what type of bread?
Right.
Question three, the movie that contains this iconic line, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Boy, I don't know this one either. Pretty bad at this.
You don't know your rom-coms, Jason?
No, I don't.
Question four. They were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their hits include What a Man and Shoop.
Salt and pepper, isn't it?
Final question. Name the bone that is also known as the kneecap.
I don't know that one either. I failed miserably here today.
You got two, Jason. You got two out of five. Let's bring Alyssa back into the studio. We'll find out who wins next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. It's Q104. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Alyssa, meet Jason and Lorraine.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
So Jason went 2 for 5.
All right. Okay.
Alyssa, you need two questions right. If you do that, you'll tie him. Any more than that, you'll win the game. Question number one, the name of the fairy in Peter Pan.
Tinkerbell.
Question two, a traditional Reuben sandwich is corned beef and sauerkraut on what type of bread?
A sub?
Sorry, I was looking for rye bread.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Question three, the movie that contains this iconic line, I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Is that 10 Things I Hate About You? No, what is
Sorry,
that?
Sorry, it's Notting Hill. Julia Roberts,
no.
Hugh Grant.
Totally off.
So apparently Jason and Alyssa don't know their rom-coms.
Ah, no, not that one at least.
All right. Question four. They were just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their hits include What a Man and Shoop.
Salt and pepper.
Okay.
Yep. Salt and pepper him.
So there's the tie. Final question. Name the bone that is also known as the kneecap.
Your tibia?
Sorry, it's your patella.
Oh, these are hard today.
I guess we had a tough
very
one.
Hard.
Yeah. These feel like next level.
However, we end in a tie. Jason, you didn't get the win, but you do have the prizes.
Oh, that's good.
We'll give you tickets to the Christmas Connection. You're also qualified to win $300 to spend at Corleone's in Parma.
Okay. My name is Jason. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So yesterday, my 10-year-old son, Drew, whenever we get him off of electronics, whenever we have to physically pull him off of electronics, that's when he wants to hang out with us and interact, and his personality comes out.
Well, sure.
So yesterday, he wants to help write trivia questions for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Oh, fun.
And he's done that before. Like, for example, the question the other week, is a tomato a fruit or a vegetable? That was a Drew question.
That's a good one.
And the answer is?
A fruit.
It is a fruit. I didn't know that. I got that one wrong.
Oh, you didn't?
So Drew writes down a bunch of questions, and then he starts asking me the questions.
Uh-huh.
All right? And here's one that came up yesterday. And I'm not going to use all of these. I'm just giving you an example of one of the questions that he came up with.
Uh-huh.
One was, who is the red-nosed reindeer?
Okay.
And then I play along, and I'm like, you know, I don't remember. Who is the red-nosed reindeer? And he tells me, Randolph. And I'm like,
so
what?
So close.
I'm like, what? And he says, Randolph. I'm like, Randolph? Who's Randolph? Randolph the red-nosed reindeer. And then at this point, I like start panicking.
Yeah, like I don't know if he's putting on a bit because Drew is a silly kid.
Are you being 100% serious right now? He's like, yeah, Randolph, the red-nosed reindeer. And I'm like, Paula, get in here. I'm like, get it. We sit down. We talk to him. Like,
oh, my gosh, you sit him down, both parents.
Like, this is really huge. Like, I am like, how? in the world did I let this kid down? He's 10 years old.
Is he like, he's like straight face with you saying it's Randolph.
Yeah. And I'm like, do you honestly believe that the red-nosed reindeer is Randolph? And he said, yeah. What is it? We're like, honey, it's Rudolph. It's Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. And he had no idea. He starts laughing and he's like, oh yeah, that's right.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, do you know the story? I'm like going through the whole Rudolph backstory with him. Like, you know the whole thing. Like, we've watched the cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, have I let you down as a parent that you don't know the name of the red-nosed reindeer?
No, here's what you need to do. You pulled him off the electronics. You need to sit him down in front of the television screen. That's his homework for this holiday season. You need to get him to watch all these again because clearly he doesn't remember.
It's like, it's only the second kid. And how did I allow this failure to continue? Like,
he's only 10.
What else doesn't he know?
They're probably thinking it's like Frank the Snowman.
How could this detail have slipped by me?
I wonder
you,
who,
sir, should be ashamed to call yourself a father.
I know. I feel terrible.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
It's Q104. So I think it was Jennifer Lawrence who was talking about this the other day. I don't know what she was doing. She was doing like a promotion for a movie or something or other. And somehow the topic of having a fake social media profile came up. And Jennifer admitted that she had a fake TikTok account. Is that right?
She has a fake TikTok account.
Well, let's let her explain it first and then we can discuss.
I have like a secret life on TikTok.
You do?
I do.
With its own fans?
Well, I wouldn't say fans. I get in fights on TikTok.
But how with the comments?
I get in fights in the comment section. And one girl was like, how old are you? Get a life.
Okay. Well, now I guess I understand it. So she wants to be able to interact with people, but not have the person know that they're fighting with Jennifer Lawrence. So Jennifer Lawrence can attack someone on social media and say your comment is stupid.
Right.
Or your opinion is wrong. And that person doesn't know that it's Jennifer Lawrence.
And there's no blowback. Nobody can connect the dots to lead it back to her.
Okay. My second question, is this a common thing?
I didn't know that people still had fake accounts.
Yeah, why would you have a fake account? Like, I don't like being on social media as me, much less have a fake account for any reason.
I did have one back in the day. I don't know the login anymore. I just looked, and her profile is still active on Facebook, but I don't know how to get into it. I didn't know people were still doing this, though, in the year 2025.
Okay, 216-474-0104. I want to find out why Alyssa had a fake profile account. I want to find out about your fake social media profile. Why would you have one? 216-474-0104, the Q Morning Show. The Q Morning Show. Natasha in Middleburg Heights. Natasha, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Are you currently using a fake social media profile?
No, not anymore. But I will confess, I did have a fake Instagram account back in college to creep on my ex's new girlfriend at the time.
Really?
Classic. Yeah.
Okay, my first question is, on Instagram, well, if it's a private profile.
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't see it, and you don't want her to know that you friended her. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so explain why you wanted to creep on your ex's new girlfriend.
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to see, because it happened, he got together with a new person really quickly after we broke up.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, it was, you know, he was my high school boyfriend. And
first love.
Yeah, like, of course. So, yeah, I was curious. You know, I wasn't mad. I was just curious.
Now, did you use pictures of, like, one of your friends, or, like, what did you use for a profile picture? What was the name?
Yeah, no, I didn't use any of my friends, but I just used a random picture I found off of Google for the profile picture. And I made her name Haley because that seemed, you know, fine.
Seems legit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Alyssa and Natasha, this is what I'm trying to get at. What is the why? Why do you want to see what this girl is doing? Why do you want to creep on somebody anonymously?
Have
like
you
this?
Never wanted to do that with somebody from your past?
No.
You've never been intrigued?
I don't think so, but you're not answering. Nobody's answering my question.
Oh, I'm just nosy. That's why.
I just wanted to know because it was so quick after we broke up. Because I didn't get together with someone else that quickly.
Right. Yeah.
Not, you know, 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later.
Right.
So is the Haley profile shut down for good?
It is shut down. I am no longer 19, so it's shut down.
R.I.P.
Natasha, thank you for listening to us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Benson Boone, Q104. Tomorrow is Red Cup Day at Starbucks.
I have a feeling it's going to be a mess.
A mess in what way?
Well, because it's Starbucks is doing something. I feel like anytime they release new drinks or cups, it's always a mess. But there has been chatter that the workers are striking tomorrow at Starbucks.
That's what I'm hearing.
So if you're stopping there tomorrow morning, be aware. Might make your, you might be waiting in that line a little longer than usual.
The Starbucks union represents around 550 stores. I don't know if that can't be all of the Starbucks locations. There have to be more than 550.
There's no way.
Here in Northeast Ohio,
there's probably that many in Ohio in total.
Yeah, I'm not sure which Starbucks locations are unionized.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
If you are a Starbucks barista and you know more about this and you're planning on striking tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you.
We would really like to talk to you and hear what's going on.
216-474-0104. You can call or text. After 9 this morning, a chance to win some tickets for Blossom next summer. Train, Bare Naked Ladies, and Matt Nathanson. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. We're going to play again this morning for a chance to win Christmas Connection tickets at the IX Center in a very short period of time. Also, a $300 gift card to spend at Corleone's in Parma. That's in less than 10 minutes. Hang on. Krista in Berea, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a first-time player, Krista?
I am a first-time player.
Great to have you. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you get more of these questions correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if it's a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Question number one, Krista. The Cavs are in Miami tonight. That team is called the what?
The Miami Heat.
Question two, the word luau is from what language?
Like Hawaiian.
Question three. The movie that contains this iconic movie line. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Dirty Dancing.
Question four. The classic cartoon characters, Tom and Jerry. They are what kind of animals?
A cat and a mouse.
Final question. What is the name of the card game where you get penalized for collecting the Queen of Spades?
Oh, yeah. The only card game I probably don't know. Spades? That's my guess. Spades.
All right, Krista, you did fantastic for your first time. You went 4 for 5.
Okay.
Alyssa's in the hot seat. Next, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned to the studio. Meet Krista and Berea, a first-time player.
Oh, good morning, Krista.
Good morning, Alyssa.
First time. How did it go?
First time. I tried for 5, but I think I did pretty good. I got 4.
Okay. All right. That's pretty strong.
So Alyssa needs 4 just to tie Krista. If she gets all 5, she wins the game. Question number one. The Cavs are in Miami tonight. That team is called the what?
Miami Heat.
Question two. The word luau is from what language?
Hawaiian.
The movie that contains this iconic movie line, nobody puts baby in a corner.
Dirty Dancing?
Question four. The classic cartoon characters, Tom and Jerry, they are what kind of animals?
Cat and mouse.
Oh, she gets the tie. Will she get all 5? What is the name of the card game where you get penalized for collecting the Queen of Spades?
Oh. Texas Hold'em.
Sorry, it's Hearts. If you're playing the card game Hearts.
That does make sense.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Well, you both did exactly the same. You got the first 4 questions correct, missed on the 5. We have a tie today.
Good game, Krista.
Good game. That was the only one I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know it either. Don't feel bad.
Krista, we'd love to give you tickets to the Christmas Connection at the IX Center.
Awesome. Thank you.
And now you're qualified to win $300 at Corleone's in Parma.
That's phenomenal. That's my dad's favorite place. My name is Krista, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.